Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
On air, and I am here with you on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock with, I think I'm on my third cup of coffee, everyone, because I think I forgot to put the coffee in my second and it was too weak. But hello, everyone. I am a RN, which I'm a registered nurse. I'm a life coach. I'm a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, and all of life's little issues and situations. I am also, one of my favorite things that I can say is I am a psychic, I'm intuitive, and I am a spirit medium. I love all those. I rock them. I've always rocked that, whether I, you know, used it in my practice or I use it in my practice and people know it. It's been a part of me for a long time. And I always ask everybody how they got started, and I'm going to just give you a little inference of how I got started. But I do want to tell you, we have a lot of news this week. Starting out the week, we do have one of our angels who got a little hurt. Her name is Candy Potter Emery, and she had a hip problem. I think she threw her hip out. So, Candy, if you're listening, we love you. We want you back. You're the one that brings in my guests, and I have one tomorrow. So I hope that your hip goes back in place, and we see you here tomorrow. And I like to also say hello to Gay. She's another angel lady. She's coming in either Wednesday at 2 or Thursday at 2. And I know that she's had some family tragedies. So we send our love and light to you, Gay. And Kelly, if we ever get Kelly back, Kelly has some house issues with electricity, and I think they're getting wrapped up. So Kelly will be back, I hope, next week or the end of this week, and she will be in chat. I know you all miss her. And I just want to tell you that if you are in New York, Boston, any of the Northeast areas, you are in for the biggest storm of history, they say, in New York, which is really funny because my daughter's there and she never even saw snow. So this is so intriguing to her. But I'll tell you, and why I'm mentioning this, and our heart and our prayers all go out to you. And hopefully, I love snow. I'm from the North, even though I'm living in Florida now. So I love it. But, you know, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't like electricity out. So our thoughts and prayers are all with you up in the Northeast. Now, I do want to tell you, do you remember Adam Bernstein? He was here, I think, a week ago. He is the meteorologist, medium psychic, and he predicted this. So he was on Facebook telling everybody and keeping everybody up on which areas will have the most snow. And so if you're on Facebook, I would suggest go to Adam Bernstein's page because I follow him all the time with weather that's happening in the Northeast. So, Adam, kudos for you. Another one, he uses his meteorology and his medium psychic work. And I am really happy that he is my friend because he has saved us from many trips that I would have, you know, been stuck in the snow in. So, Adam, congratulations. I know you're concerned because you live in Woodstock. And our hearts go out to you, and we hope that it's just beautiful, fabulous, wonderful snow, and that there is no power outages. So now that we have gone through that, I did want to talk to you a little bit, guys, before I get to the phone lines, to tell you how to get a hold of me. And also, we're going to talk about the law of attraction and the word happy. So you can get a hold of me at Facebook at Bonnie Mozenter Albers. The middle name is Mozenter. That was my maiden name. And you can also, I have a web page that was put up, and he's in chat right now, Lou. And he put up a web page for a present for me. And the web page, and we are still working on it, but it's up, is Bonnie Albers on Air at Weebly.com. I'm also at BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. So please go to my website. It shows you what I do. And if you can also contact me through the website. I do readings. I am also a counselor, so I do intuitive readings. I do intuitive counseling. I do readings, and it's all in the web page. And soon you'll be able to actually press a button, and you will be able to leave your payment there. But right now, I prefer not to do that until I get all the bank stuff straightened out. So you can also get a hold of me at balbers714@aol.com, which is what, if you go to weebly.com, it will send it straight to me. But you can get me right there at balbers714@aol.com. And I thank everybody for letting me be their counselor, for letting me read for them. And I so appreciate anybody who does contact me. Also, if you'll leave what you want to hear, you know, I love talking about everything. I can talk about the moon. So, you know, leave me a note saying, hey, we'd like to hear this subject. And absolutely, I will. So, again, wake up, world, with Bonnie. And I just want to tell you that I do want to talk about the law of attraction. Since all weekend, I don't know about your weekend, and you know, I've been hearing from friends. I met a couple that I really, really love and rock, and she is going to actually be on the show. I think he is coming with her. And she channels Mother Gaia. She's a sweetheart, and she is a spirit medium also. But I want to talk about the law of attraction because it's interesting and why I'm thinking about them. But first, let me go through our week. And our week is You've Got Me Today. It's 60 minutes of me, and me. I don't know how you can stand it, but I am here with you. Usually I'm here 90 minutes. This is a crazy week because people are ill. People had to go away. People are seeing doctors. So we kind of switched everybody around. Tomorrow I am bringing you Jerry Humphreys. He is a spirit medium. He does animal totems, numerology. He's a Reiki master of the nth degree because he teaches Reiki. He's also a hypnotherapist. He is the CEO and publisher of the magazine that I'm in called PsychicInsightMagazine.com. If you go to www.PsychicInsightMagazine.com, I'm on the front page, Ask Bonnie, and I have his quarterly magazine. It's a fabulous metaphysical and physical magazine. He's got everything and all kinds of people writing in there. He's got fabulous interviews. So please, it's the first edition. The second edition is now going to be double or triple the size, I heard. But anyway, I have a column in there called Ask Bonnie. So if you send the questions you want, you will be in the magazine. He sent me a few last time, and I answered them, so you can see what kind of questions were asked. And you don't have to leave your name. You can just leave a letter A, B, whatever, just so that you know when I answer you who it is. And your question will be published with my answer. So please go to the magazine at www.PsychicInsightMagazine.com. And at the end, it has a contact number for Jerry Humphreys. Please send him a contact and send him your question. Also, he's taking articles, and I'm telling you, he's got great people writing, so if you want to submit an article, get a hold of Jerry. He is going to be here tomorrow. He's one of the most, he's so good at, I can't even tell you because I have met a lot of people, and Jerry will find your animals for you. He will talk to the spirits. He will find out the answer for you. And he does readings also. In fact, two of my girlfriends are seeing him next week. Here is the name that you can, you know, go to his website. His website is senseofknowing.co.uk. So you want to go to www.senseofknowing.co.uk. That always throws me off. But anyway, find him. His name is Jerry Humphreys, and you'll see what he offers also. He will be here for you tomorrow. He's going to be here for 2 hours. So he was here before. We didn't even get to as many people as we wanted to. So please get in early tomorrow. He will be here at 1, and he will be talking about some subjects, but he'll be also taking and interacting with you all, you callers. And just to let you know, we had fabulous comments about our psychic surgeon, who is Peter Langhorne. You can get him also. He has a website, peterlanghorne.com. And if you can't get him that way, because I always forget their emails, email me and I'll find it out for you. But he was interacting with three of our guests, and they had some remarkable healing. So thank you, Peter Langhorne. If you're listening, we love you, and we hope to have you back for other guests. Now, with psychic surgeons, they usually do it in person, so it's not easy to do it over the phone or Skype, but that's what Peter is doing now. But he can only take a couple people, which is why I don't have him on, but for 45 to an hour. It takes a lot out of him. So thank you, Peter. We have heard back from several people that you've talked to, and you rock! And so Wednesday, you know, we have our astrologist. He is Doctor of Astrology, Ron Cole. He has talked to people all over the world. He has great clients. You can also get him at livingastro@aol.com. And he will do your birth chart for you and tell you what you need. And I'll tell you, that is the map of your future, your past, and your present. So anybody that wants that type of reading, he rocks the house. And he will be here. He's here every Wednesday from 1 to 2. Now, Wednesday's up in the air from 2 to 3. It is either going to be our own Leslie Journey, who gives names and dates. She's a spirit medium, and she rocks the house every time she's here. Or it's going to be Gay, who is Pavona, who is a angel reader. She usually, you know, I have Angel Thursdays, but we are looking to switch up some of the days this week. So I think I had to be announced on Thursday and Wednesday afternoon. So just stay tuned. The following week, we have a lot of guests, so I'm not even going to get into that. But right now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the law of attraction. And I think that everybody is interested in the law of attraction, especially, you know, money, finances, people. And I do want to tell you that it's really important that you be specific. You know, when people tell me that, I'm like, what? But you've got to be specific because the universe listens. And I'm going to give you an example that one of my clients gave me and why you have to be specific. She asked for someone to come into her life that was sweet, loving, always wanted to be with her and had beautiful eyes and would adore her. So the next day, she saw a stray cat on her porch. Well, it didn't occur to her till she didn't meet anybody. This cat was loving. It had big eyes, beautiful green eyes. It never left her and it soothed her all the time. So she thinks it's hysterical when we go into this. She's also metaphysical. But there is a good example of being, I think it's funny, of being very specific in what you want. Also, you know, if everybody wanted to win the lottery, spirit can't let everybody win. So if you're not destined to win the lottery and you ask, you know, for abundance, it comes in all different ways. So if you ask for financial abundance, it might be that you didn't win the lottery, but you actually got a raise. Or you asked for financial abundance and you got a better job. So, you know, again, the law of attraction, ask for what you want specifically, but sometimes we don't get it the way we think we're going to get it. And I know that the universe knows what you want. And you have written a life plan coming down here. And so that life plan has everything, with the exception of free will, that you are supposed to rock this lifetime. Your lessons that you need to learn and your paths that you need to follow. So again, if you're not the lottery winner, you please don't be upset because and you say, oh, well, I asked the universe to win the lottery and I didn't, so therefore the law of attraction doesn't work. No, look in your life and see where else you're abundant. So I so strongly suggest that everybody looks at what they want and then look at their life. Here, and I also am going to talk about the word happy because I think happy is when you say it, you smile. Everybody, if you say happy, I know you're saying it now. You just want to smile. And that's why I play the happy song for when I come on, because I just want everyone to smile. When you smile, it lets out endorphins. I just read an article about kissing, that kissing actually raises your serotonin. It raises that peace and happiness. When you kiss, even if it's just your whole body changes and the way you deal with someone changes. So maybe you can't walk around kissing all day, but I love to, but I can. I think my husband works. But even your friends, a pet, when you kiss them, how do you feel? And I'd like you to just think about it. When you kiss somebody, your whole body changes, your whole feeling changes. You feel warm and fuzzy, and you feel like, wow, I'm connected. So again, I think kissing does exactly just like the word happy. If you say happy a few times, you're going to smile. So I love to see this happen during the day. If you are getting stressed or you have, you know, you don't feel like there's anything to be happy about, just sit back and say the word happy and laugh, because that will bring up your endorphins, your serotonin, and it will help you understand that there's always a way out. And it's the way out we have got to ask for and find and really believe in. So I am going to go into, before I get to the phone lines, I'm going to get to the phone lines in exactly 5 minutes, but The other thing is I have met, my friend came over and she's doing online dating. So I did want to mention a few of the people who have done this. Even though I've been married a long time, I'm 17, but I've been married 34 or 5 years. And I guess I was married in utero, or maybe even before that, in spirit. I know that we go back that far. And so what I want to tell you is I love online dating, and I'll tell you why. It's kind of like what you're listening to now. You can pick. It's like when I was, you know, growing up, we only could pick the people in our neighborhood or our school. We didn't get out very much further. And then we went to college, or we went to other schools, or we met people through parties. And then you broaden your horizon. Oh, my goodness, 2 schools over and I met somebody. Now we have the internet. We can meet somebody from every country around. And what I love about that is our souls can find each other. Another example, I have a girlfriend who swore she was English, okay? She only wanted somebody who had an English accent. Beautiful girl, just gorgeous. She just couldn't. She dated. She had plenty of dates, but she felt like she had to marry an Englishman. Well, she got online and she, you know, looked for what she wanted. She is happily married. I'm going to tell you, they've been married about 12 or 13 years already. He is a super guy. What happened was he was a businessman from England, but he did business in the United States. And I'm telling you, they're in love. And I haven't seen her for a little bit, but I know that they are still in love. So the internet actually brings us closer to our desires. And sometimes our desires are all different. In fact, I didn't know this, but they now have, and I guess they've had it. I just didn't look for it because I don't, you know, I look for it for all of you that are looking. There is 2 metaphysical dating sites. One's called the Cosmic Consciousness, and I'll find out the other one. But this is really interesting because the couple that I'm going to, you know, that are going to be on the show did meet, and they were telling me about this, the metaphysical dating sites, because I was asking them, you know, how they met and, you know, how and how they got together, and not saying that they did, but, you know, they have friends that are on these sites. And I love that because you don't have to hide being metaphysical. You don't have to, if you're interested in it, you can meet somebody metaphysical. And that brings me to, there's many, many, many dating sites. There's not just Match.com or eHarmony. I do like them, and they're most what everybody tries to resonate with. And they, well, I'll tell you, I have so many clients and friends who met at Match.com that I really they should send them flowers every year. Anyway, this dating sites, if you're interested in baseball or sports, there's one for you there. Sometimes it's more interesting to meet somebody who has your interests, and you can pick them out from Match.com and eHarmony, because those are my 2 big ones that I think that a lot of people, you know, meet from. But now they have branches of different activities. And I love that, because if you're like a sports nut and you meet somebody who isn't, that's a tough sell, because every Sunday, every weekend, you're going to want to go there. And this, you know, the mate you have might not like that. But if you meet somebody that actually has those interests and you can narrow them down, what a great thing. So I'm not going to spend too much more time on it, but I was going to write a paper on how to online date. And I'm thinking about putting what you need to have on your profile picture that will eliminate 80% of the ones you don't want on my webpage. I just, you know, haven't had time. So if you have a question with that, call me up Mondays or Fridays and we'll go over it. So I love that that we have the availability in the world to meet people from all over, even friends. I mean, I'm going to throw this at you, and I know that you all know that even this show, we're Blog Talk. We have people from Ireland, from England, from Australia. I bring you people from UK. We wouldn't have been able to do that had the World Wide Web not allowed us to. Skype, Blog Talk. Now there's a million Paramania. There's A1R. There's all kinds of different radio stations that allow you to call in from all over the world, and you get to talk to anybody. I think this is fascinating. And I just want to tell everybody, my next venture is going to be to try to put this show on YouTube. So if you're out there, Lou, and I know you are, that's my next venture. After the web page is completely done, I am looking to put an interactive radio show, like from Blog Talk. I'm always going to do Blog Talk, but I'm going to take the Blog Talk and see if we can put it on YouTube. I don't know how. I don't know how it's going to work, but I am going to try to do so you all see me when I'm doing the show and any of the guests that I have. So that's my next thing. Now I am going to get to the phone lines, and I wish everybody a fabulous week. I love that you join me. I just want to tell you my phone, you know, I don't know about you, but Mercury retrograde has been kicking my proverbial tailbone for the last week and a half. It even was before. My phone is out. It doesn't work. It's not ringing. Then it rings. I don't know who it is. So, and I had trouble with the show. I finally got they had a big banner across my my page. I couldn't get it off. So finally today, after a week and a half, I am hoping it is taken off. So everyone, I don't know if you all are having Mercury retrograde issues, but I even said to my daughter, which I never say, don't meet anybody right now. It's Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde, if you meet or do anything new in communication, it doesn't last. That's the whole principle of Mercury retrograde. It's for you to go back and take a look at what you've done, hone in on what you've done, and you know, you've got Saturn there, so you can actually make things that were from the past, if they come up, actually write them and work. But new stuff, and sometimes, you know, they'll tell you don't buy a car in Mercury retrograde, but you know what, if you're renting the car, that's fine because you can turn it back in. So I told her, please don't meet a guy during Mercury retrograde unless it's one you've already known, because we don't want the whole trauma of having this go away. So for everyone out there, it is Mercury retrograde. That means all communications go faluki. And isn't that interesting that we're going to have this biggest nor'easter up in the north, and it's Mercury retrograde? They say this storm is like one that was before, and I guess it's revisiting them to do it right. I don't know. So I am going to answer the first call, and the first call is 415-415. You are on with me. Hi.
Hi. Nice speaking to you. It's been a little bit of time.
Oh, can you tell me what your name is? Because, you know, I get a lot of callers, so don't be, you know.
Yes, of course.
What's your name?
Sure, this is Jessica. Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Where do you live, Jessica?
I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness. So it's going to miss you, isn't it? That storm I was just talking about?
Oh, no. It's snowing here. It's snowing
now.
Oh,
it is? Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah. Are you expecting what they say, power outages, lightning? It's supposed to be hurricane winds and all kinds of stuff? Because I know they did that.
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to that. It's just not. It's coming down just like slowly now. It's very little. It's nothing big. I don't think it's going to get like that.
Well, how are you doing? How was your? I haven't spoken to you. I think I do remember you. How was your New Year's, and what have you done for New Year's plans? Because it's now 3 weeks into them. But what have you made any New Year's resolutions?
I don't make resolutions because I'm always kind of adjusting what I'm going after. And that's actually what I was calling about today, because I really am feeling, I don't know if I'm kind of shooting on myself to do this, but I'm really feeling like I should go out to networking events and promote myself and promote my business. But I mean, part of me doesn't really feel like doing it, which I think that that's just resistance, but I don't know. And the other part of me is like, I can't really figure out where to go because I rebranded myself, and I don't think that my clients are at networking events. So I think I'm just wasting my time there. But with that said, I don't know where to go or what to do.
Well,
so,
here,
I
am so happy that you had mentioned this, because this is happening to a lot of people. And I'm going to give you advice you probably don't want to hear, because I don't love taking my advice sometimes either. But here's what Spirit's saying to me as you're talking is it's not the clients that you're going to maybe go after at these events, but people that might know those clients. So I can tell you that they're going to tell you you can't get clients from your home. So, and I don't think, I think they were making, because you can get clients from your home, that, you know, people do do business from their home. But what they're saying to me for you is, you, in order for you to get out there and put out what you want, you're going to have to make the effort, even if you don't think that your clients are out there, because there is somebody or some networking event you'll be at that will say, oh, I met this girl and she does this, and here's her card. So I don't feel like going out and networking is a bad thing. Can you tell me what you rebranded yourself? Because I, that they're hearing, I want to hear, because what they're saying is new is good. And in order for you to do new, you have to be new, if you understand what that is, because I don't really get all their messages. But what did you rebrand?
Right. Well, what I'm doing is I'm working with a higher end client. I help people with their love life, like you.
Yeah.
But I rebranded that I'm working with a higher end client, and kind of doing something similar to what a matchmaker would do. But they usually just place ads, you know, or go to charity events, or so. I don't really know. I think they usually place ads, and I wanted to go out and meet people.
Absolutely. So what you're saying to me is you don't know where to go is what you're looking for.
Right.
Okay. You know, the first thing that comes there, first of all, I always thought the millionaire matchmaker had my job. So we're not happy here. No, I'm kidding. What you need to do is, because I see two hearts intertwined. So you need to go to the events that have singles. Not so much that you're lecturing. You can actually, in fact, I see you standing in front of a podium. So you can actually look up singles events, because they have them even in Disney. Like they have singles walk, singles this, and you can start going there. Now you'd say to yourself, well, why would I go to a singles event? Because they're all together. Well, that's not true, because not everybody at that singles event is seeing other singles there that they want. So even if it's a higher end client, you can go to, there's all kinds of events for singles, and that's where you maybe need to market and go and lecture instead of like just going to it. Go and lecture. Have you ever lectured?
Yeah, well, okay. So I went through this a couple of months ago that I was contacting a lot of singles event companies offering to do a lecture, and no one was interested. Granted, I wanted to charge, because what I found before is that, because I also went to regular singles events, and a lot of people there were not into self-growth, were not into doing something different, because, you know, we're talking about spirituality and things like that.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of them did not have, so there was, they didn't have money, they didn't want to try something new, they wanted to just go out to a mixer, you know, and so it wasn't the right market. So
right,
I'm going to go into New York City, but I still, the concern is just that if these people are not into self-growth, or they're not, in, I don't, you know, I just, I kind of go around in circles.
Can you give, because I see where you're going, and I love it, because there's very few people really doing what you're doing. You want to do mind, body, and soul matching is what I'm hearing. So you want to do somebody who's got a higher realm of spirituality, possibly, you know, like yoga, possibly that could use some way to do stress relief and meet people of like minds. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if I focus on just singles events, then sometimes they're not into spirituality. If I focus on spiritual events,
okay,
then those people a lot of times don't have money.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, because you didn't let me finish. And I'm a boss. You know, I'm a boss too, you know, so I think to myself that, you know, you didn't give me a chance to really tell you where I'm going with this, because I see the scene in my mind. So I'm going to tell you, and you're exactly right. Absolutely right. Well, where you are is a tough niche, but it's a niche that very few people have. So here is what I think, and I know that It might not be something that you want to do right away, but they're saying create your own event, meaning, you know, like I lectured in Vegas. I went, there was a my life coach, you know, team asked me to come and lecture on sexuality. And I did because I'm a nurse too. And I did. I'll tell you, they had 200 people there. Of the 200 people, we had PhDs, we had MDs, DOs, we had nurses, we had people just to listen, we had life coaches. So you had the gamut of people. You have to look for some place that, like, my big thing would be, I love if you contact, and they're showing me this, you can give your own lectures. You could really actually start your own business doing that. You can, you know, create a, it's just like a spirit medium does. They create their own tickets and events. They rent a, you know, a hotel area, and they're pretty reasonable, you know, and see how much, you know, you target the people. You're going to have do some major marketing and target the people you want, because you're putting two different types together. And the only way you could do it without you doing it yourself is to find a group like, you know, like I'm giving you the life coaches, life coach from Orange County. They take talkers, they take speakers. They have PhDs that write books. They have me, who did love and romance. And find your niche. There's a million life coach centers and schools. See if they have events, because a lot of the people that go there are, one, metaphysical, two, they're very into mind spirit, and three, you'll get a gamut of people. And so from there, when you give a lecture, you don't know who. They might not want to be fixed up, but they'll take your cards with them, because they might have a, I know one in Orange County who does, you know, love and romance. She would probably love someone like you, because there are people that she has that are getting, you know, separated, divorced, single. And so I think you got to target the area of people that see the people that you want. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, this is stuff that I've been thinking about, and I mean, I feel like it's been spinning my wheels for a couple of months now, and because I was doing this before I rebranded, I was figuring out how to get in touch with these people. Something that I used to do is I used to produce singles events, and
yes.
I mean, I don't have that mailing list anymore, but
well,
I wonder if that's something, you know, that's something that's crossed my mind to do, that I teach at these events and I charge a higher ticket because they would actually be learning how to manifest right there.
I kind of went into that today. Well, I didn't go into it real heavy. I will Friday about manifesting and, you know, and asking the universe, be careful of what you ask the universe for, because if you heard me speak, it's, you know, sometimes we ask the universe and we're not specific, but we get what we ask for just in different ways. I totally can see you doing that. That's why I said you need to create your own event, which is exactly what you can go into these hotels. I mean, you can go into like a coffee shop and do it too. I feel like you're going to create your own niche, because there isn't a niche for you to go to. But I do still think, I mean, the life coach thing came right at me. And I know there's one, the one that I did was from Orange County, so you can look it up online, the life coach. And I think every summer, because they asked me to speak in July, and I didn't do it this year, I was too busy. But you need to hook up, because life coaches are all different, from all different forms of life, and have all different degrees. I had doctors there, PhDs, I had nurses, I had people who had, you know, physical therapy. I had, I think there was people who regress you, you know, for your life path. Mm-hmm. So you've got all different people there, and that's a good place to lecture. But if you're going to want to really make money, because they will not pay you, is you've got to create your own events. And you know what? It might not be a bad idea that if you see that they're having an event, like in Vegas at this hotel, you could have an event too that evening.
Right. You know, okay. I'm going to have to think about how I'm going to start building this, because that just feels like a lot of work, but I have to get out there and do something.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. If you're going to want to matchmake, first of all, you have to have to me, you have to have people in your system. So if you got to have people in your system, it is going to be work. If you're not going to have people in your system and you want them to meet on their own, it is going to be work finding the right area. So I think it's fun work. I mean, yeah, you've got to find out where to go, but, and I would be like you, I'd be sitting there going, what? But I think Spirit's given you some good ideas here. One is I am really, really hep on this life coach thing, and I don't know why. So I, you know, that isn't my thing. It was given to me for you. So I know they have yearly events for their CEUs, and you just need to find where they are. One, they're open-minded. Two, they're not, they accept any, you know, any people that speak that are, you know, that have something to say. I mean, because they had a yoga instructor. They had a somebody who showed you how to work muscles in your neck. I mean, find anything that you can do. Or, you know, they have to pay for these events. It's not cheap for them to go to Vegas. So they're going to have, you know, they're going to have maybe the right income that you want. And if they don't, they might know clients that do. Also, I do see you doing your own events, and I love that. That's going to be work, and that's going to be where to have it, where the event needs to be. But, you know, I feel like you are the one that needs to take control of what you want, because if you're branding your own brand, which I have mine, Bonnie Albers on Air, you've got to create what you're putting out, and then you can't have anybody else create it except the universe. Yeah. And, you know, I know you're manifesting it right now. So I would say, yeah, you got your work cut out for you, but what a great feat you're going to accomplish if you do it.
All right, thank you. I mean, that I keep on being told that I have to create it for myself. I have to do it. And I'm always like, no.
Listen, if you looked in chat, I say the same thing. It's hysterical because I want to tell you, and everything's about me. But the thing is that I want to create a show. And I keep saying to myself, well, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. And now I'm getting to the point where, okay, if I don't do it and I don't find out how to put myself on YouTube, who is going to do it? And I'm getting to the point where I might have to hire someone, like a kid that knows how to do it just for a little bit. So my suggestion is, if it's too much and you really need some help, and I know it's financial that you don't want to do, but you might want to hire somebody that will go and market and find the places for you. Because, see, I see you doing this by yourself. I do not see you at a company or a solution. I see you becoming your own solution. And that's what, you know, Spirit hits you in the face, constantly not bringing anything to you, meaning it's time for you to do it. And I think it's really, you know, I'll tell you a little secret, and I might be giving my sisters and myself stuff away, but we almost wanted to put up a coffee shop. I won't tell you what it would be called, but I love the idea, and I tell everybody about dating. In fact, I had one of my friends, she's a PhD, she ran the Chicago school systems for children's psychology. She went out on a date, and I don't suggest what she did. Now she went and she realized why. I suggest that you meet at a coffee shop. It's 20 minutes. You can meet your friend at a coffee shop. There's people around you, and you don't have to spend a whole long time if you don't like, you know, you can get along great on the internet, but when you see each other in person, it's not always the same. So for you, I think coffee shops, tea shops, exotic places to like do a meet and greet would be fabulous.
Yeah, that's stuff I used to do. Okay, I guess that's coming back around again. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Do you know what Mercury Retrograde, I just explained to you, Mercury Retrograde is bringing the old things back for you to do the right. And Saturn is going to make you do that anyway, girlfriend.
Interesting. Okay.
So call me back, please, and let me know how it goes. And you know, I would give you, or Spirit will give you, Spirit says they tell you anyway, and that you call for confirmation, because I think you're very connected. And
I do call
for yeah.
That's
and
right.
I think you know this. And that's what they're telling me. And what I love is we all do that. Like after the show, I have a meeting with this. You know what? Why don't you... Not that it's going to get you any big business, because you're still going to have to do what you do and put this together. But I just gave you in the beginning the name of www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. Go to it and put an article in about love and romance.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, Jerry Humphries will be on my show tomorrow. So if you want to talk to him, come tomorrow. But he's an incredible himself. But the magazine, like I told you, it'll get you there. You can, you know, it'll get you in there. It's worldwide. Well, it's whole universe wide, really. And that doesn't mean you're not going to be able to do the work, but it might give you the incentive to do the work.
Right. Mm. All right. I got to think about these singles events again. Okay.
Yay! And listen, I'll announce them on my show when you get ready.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing that up again.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. I love how the universe works. You know, when you talk about something, it's so crazy because the universe tells me what to bring you. And I don't, you know, this is a live show, so I'm surprised always. And I know that they end up bringing me callers and people that need to hear the information. So I think that's really, 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 really a cool, it's, you know, no coincidence that we hear from you. It's no coincidence that you call on a day we're talking about something. So I love this. This is all confirmation. And I just think it's beautiful. I love this next caller's number. It's 1111111111111111. And this is a cool number. So I am going to pick up 11. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. This is Deep.
Hi, Deep. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I just spoke to you a couple of weeks back, actually 3 weeks back.
Listen, you can talk to me, especially when it's my show. The Mondays and Fridays is always me, Deep. So you know what? I love when I hear from people, and I love my peeps. So I don't ever mind hearing from you. And so don't ever, like, hesitate to call. And what's funny is I think you're going to call. I think you need the girl that was on the show before you. So go ahead and let me know what your question. So that's why, you know, I'm telling you, it's so cool because it's synchronicity. Whenever I do a show, it seems like whoever is drawn to call in is usually with that energy of the show. So go ahead, Deep. Go ahead and ask me what you want. But first, let me find out, how's the weather over there in the UK?
The weather is good. The weather is behaving itself. It's not snowing. It was frosty in the morning, but it's not snowing. It didn't snow this year much in the south of England, so which is good.
Where are you in the south of England? How far? You know, one of my besties lives in London proper, and she's from Highgate. Do you know where that is?
Yes, Highgate is closer to London. It's in London, yeah.
Yeah, so where are you? You're south of, not north. You're south of that.
I'm south. I'm southeast of London.
And is where you are beautiful? Because, you know, sometimes I have friends that Skype me, other, you know, people from the UK. And when I look out the window, it's just such beautiful land. I love it.
Yes, it is beautiful. Although houses are not that big as it is in the US, it is beautiful.
Well, what can I do for you today, Deep?
I wanted to ask, Bonnie, I'm selling my property, like I was telling you last time, and we have to move out of the place on the 27th of February, so end of February. Before that, we have to find a place to rent, and it also has to have a school for my five-year-old at his year, in his year in reception. So do you see me being able to move my son and his mom around a place called Greenwich, where he would get a school at the...
Okay, so let me ask, because they're giving me directions, but can I ask you a question? Are you moving with them? It's all three of you moving in the same home, correct?
No, I am not moving with them. I'm separated, so I'll be moving elsewhere. Once I have sorted them out, then I'll go back to where I generally live.
Oh, okay, because that's what I was concerned about, because I know that you're separated, and I wasn't sure if you were all going together. What they're showing me, Deep, and I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, okay, wherever you are right now is Greenwich north of you, because they're pointing north.
Yes, that's right. Greenwich is north of me, and I have a few other places in mind as well. All the places are expensive, which is common, but they do not have schools nearby. So So that's the problem. So I was trying to understand if you could give me any psychic insights so that I know which place would have the best possibility of getting a school at some point at walking distance.
Well, I'll tell you what's really funny is they're showing me, and I don't do tarot cards. I mean, I love them. They just don't resonate with me that much. I do have them. They're showing me the Ace of Swords, which means they're pointing, instead of the sword, they're pointing a finger straight up. So that means wherever you are, north of you is where you need to put them. So I'm assuming if Greenwich is north, that's where they want, and it's straight north. They're not bending their fingers. So if Greenwich is somewhere straight north of you, I would think that that's I love the name Greenwich anyway. How are their school systems? Because they're flashing yes, yes, yes. So did you find a place in Greenwich?
And we can find a place in Greenwich, but all the counselors we call into, they say you have to first move into the area and then apply for admissions. So it's the same for Greenwich. There's another place we tried called Surbiton, which is also in the north, as in towards the north from where we are. Do you see that being better than Greenwich in terms of chances of getting a school nearby?
No.
At some point? No. Okay.
No.
Is Greenwich better?
Yeah, Greenwich seems to be, I'm really resonating with Greenwich, and it's not me that's resonating with it, it's spirit. So I would say if you can find a place in Greenwich, that you will find the school. So I don't think that's going to be an issue for you, but I don't know how England works, or I mean the UK works, but all I know is that I don't think it'll be any different. Like if you're looking at Greenwich and you're looking at this other one, they're showing me no, but they're only showing me no with your question. And your question was, will it be easier for you to find a school? And they're saying no. So what it means to me is it's going to be the same. It's even if you don't think so, it'll be the same. So if it's easier to find a school in that other area, then when you get to Greenwich, it'll be fine. If you move to the other area, you're going to find out that it's not as easy either. So I would say that Greenwich is your better choice, but, you know, we all have free will. So if you can find something in Greenwich, I think you'll be fine.
Right. I have two schools in mind. One is called Halstow Primary School, and the other is John Ball. So if you move closer to that area, Halstow or John Ball in Greenwich, do you think we stand a chance into getting admission into any one of these two schools?
You know, it's really crazy because what I'm seeing is, and I don't know why, but I'm seeing two buttons with house school, H on one, and your John Bon on the other. And the John Bon or whatever the name of that sits back, but it's flashing. So I don't know that it means, I don't know if they're showing me that it's going to be, I know you'll get into one of them, put it that way. But I don't know if they're showing me that because house, I think how that H school that you were saying, what's the name of it again?
Halstow, H-A-L-S-T-O-W, Stow.
Okay, Halstow is not lighting up, but it's in front. And in the back is that John, is it John Bond? How's that pronounced?
Ball, as in football ball.
Yeah, okay. They're showing that behind that. So maybe it means that you'd rather have that your child get into the H one than the J one, because I can't pronounce them. They're not allowing me to, and I don't know why. But that J one's lighting up like a lot. So I think you are going to get into one of them, but I think you'll get into the one that isn't your first choice.
Right. So John, so the H one has a better chance than the J one.
No, I feel like the J one has a better chance than the H one.
Okay,
but
so
I
we'll
think
move
that you,
to the
but I think you might want him to get in the H one more, and that's why they're showing me it sitting in front of that other school. But the other one,
right.
And I really believe the other one is a better choice for your son. I don't know why.
The J one. Okay.
Yeah.
So fine, we'll look for a place near the J one then. Thank you.
Yes, and I just go in there knowing that you're going to get them in, and you know, like I said, we all have free will. You have to check it out, but this is what a spirit's bringing me for you.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Hey, and let us know. You know, I know you've had some issues, and I know that it's not easy, deep, And I know that, you know, this is a good year. And so this year you should be finding all kinds of things going a lot more smoother. But remember, and a lot more is not a word, but remember, we are in, and I'm going to tell you again, we're in Mercury retrograde. So if you sign any papers, okay, now apartments are great because you're not going to keep them anyway. But remember that if you sign any papers before February 11th, unless it was in the working, now your house is fine. You did it before that. But when you go to rent a place, that's fine, because if you rent it before February 11th, which I'm thinking you're going to have to, or around there, if you can wait till the 12th to sign the papers, you're actually better off. But if you do sign a house papers, what they say is that it won't last. You only have it a few years, which is good for you if it's a rental. So go for it. I'm just warning you, if you can sign the papers after Feb 11, it would be better.
Right. Perfect. Thank you. I also found out that my son has a hearing problem and he will need ear surgery. So do you see it going all right? And after the surgery, do you see his hearing becoming all right? Or do you think there's a permanent problem?
I feel like that. What did they tell you was the reason he has hearing loss?
So he has glue ears. It's a condition where there's fluid in the middle ear, and only after they have there are things called grommets. So that helps to take the fluid out and keep it the atmospheric pressure constant. Or same. So after that, they'll know whether there is damage in the inner ear or not. So,
I feel like this. My daughter, the reason I know is my daughter, till the age of 26, wore tubes in her ears. And that's exactly what your grommets are. They're just, your grommets are actually what we would say were permanent tubes, you know, in your ear. Now, permanent is not always permanent. They have to switch them out every once in a while. But I feel like this. I feel that they are going to be a big help to him. I don't think you'll have to worry once that they're in, but I do feel like if he's lost any hearing, that it's minimal and it won't go any further. So yeah, I don't see this going any further once he gets the tubes or grommets in his ear. But if he has any hearing loss from having fluid in his ear, it won't progress, but it might not. It'll get better because there'll be no fluid anymore and it will not progress. But if he has any hearing loss, it won't progress. But there might be a little hearing loss, but it's not going to be much.
Right. So is it better he gets the grommet fitted earlier than later? So if you do private.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, because you have a system that we don't have, which we all think it's funny because everybody's trying to get the system you all have, but we all know, and my friend who lived over there, when she was doing your medical system, they were the same doctors. It's just that you either had it early or you waited 4 months. So my suggestion is, especially with a five-year-old's hearing, if you can afford it, I would absolutely take him and have the tubes put in.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You don't wait for that. You know, I did that with my daughter. And she had some scarring on her her eardrum, but thank goodness it didn't, you know, it reverted. But I didn't know all her life that she had that. So you're really lucky that you found out that at five he needs those. Get him immediately, because I can tell you don't want any hearing problems. You don't want him problems in school. You don't want muffled sounds. You don't want kids to if he has to say what, or he can't hear them or his teacher. So I really suggest, if you can, please go get it. And I do only have 90 seconds, so I do want to tell you, please call me back deep and let me know how things go.
Okay, sure, I will. So you do not see there being much of a hearing loss, minimal hearing loss.
I feel like if it is permanent hearing loss, it's only it's not enough that you will he will have a problem. But what his hearing loss will be up to this point. It won't go any further. So I think he'll regain some of it, but I think there'll be some residual, but you won't be able to notice it.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Dee. Bye.
Bye. And you, thanks, bye.
I love you too. Hey, everyone, I just want to say I have 43 minutes. I love everybody. I love my callers, my listeners. Thank you for even giving me the time to come in and speak to you about your life. We have Jerry Humphreys tomorrow at 1 p.m. He is incredible. He's an animal psychic communicator. He also is a spirit medium. He does cards. He does numerology. He does Reiki. He heals. He's everything you can think of and more. And please be with us at 1 o'clock tomorrow. He will be answering your calls and talking a little bit more about the magazine that just came out. Again, and that's www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. I'm in it.